Kyrgyzstan pilots digital sum and expands crypto licensing push. Kyrgyzstan is moving deeper into crypto on several fronts at once. According to a report shared by Cointelegraph on September 6, 2026, the Central Asian nation plans to pilot its digital sum, a central bank digital currency, while expanding regulation, licensing, and stablecoin infrastructure. The combination matters more than any single piece. A small economy is trying to stand up state-issued digital money and a private sector crypto framework in the same policy window. A three-track approach instead of one, most countries pick a lane. They either build a CBDC and keep private crypto at arm's length, or they license exchanges and stablecoin issuers while leaving the central bank's balance sheet untouched. Kyrgyzstan's plan, as described, runs three tracks together: a digital SOM pilot from the central bank, broader licensing for crypto businesses, and a stablecoin framework. That breadth is the story. A digital SOM gives the state a programmable settlement rail. Licensing gives exchanges and service providers a legal footing to operate onshore rather than in a gray zone. Stablecoin rules address the instruments people actually transact in, since dollar-pegged tokens already dominate cross-border flows across emerging markets. Doing all three at once is a bet that the pieces reinforce each other rather than compete. The pull of a gray zone economy. For a landlocked economy of roughly 7 million people, formal crypto rules are less about speculation and more about payments and remittances. Central Asian households lean heavily on money sent home from workers abroad, and those corridors are slow and expensive through traditional channels. Regulated stablecoin rails and licensed on-ramps are a direct answer to that friction. Clear licensing also changes who is willing to operate. Firms that avoid unregulated jurisdictions because of banking and compliance risk will consider a market with defined rules. That is the same logic behind Russia's move to replace its crypto gray zone with formal oversight next door, and it echoes the licensing regimes tightening across the region. Kyrgyzstan is reaching for the same signal. Predictability. The details that will decide whether it works. The announcement is a statement of intent, not a finished rulebook, and the specifics that matter are not yet public. A stablecoin framework lives or dies on its reserve rules. Singapore, for instance, proposed a license requiring 100% reserves with no interest paid to holders. Whether Kyrgyzstan requires full backing, permits interest, and defines who can issue will determine whether its stablecoin layer is credible or cosmetic. The digital SOM pilot carries its own open questions. CBDC pilots frequently run for years before any nationwide rollout, and adoption depends on whether merchants and banks integrate it. A pilot is a test, not a launch. The gap between the two is where most retail CBDC efforts have stalled globally. Licensing scope is the third variable. Rules that are workable for exchanges, custodians, and payment firms bring activity onshore. Rules that are punitive or vague push it back offshore. The text of the regime, once published, is what practitioners will read closely. The wider setting, the plan arrives with the broader market in a steady phase rather than a volatile one. As of September 6, 2026, Bitcoin traded near 79,938, up 0.3% on the day, with Ether around 2,496 and the Fear and Greed Index reading 75, or greed. BNB was the day's standout, up 5.9%. Kyrgyzstan's push is a policy story, not a price-driven one, so the calm backdrop is incidental. The countries building rules now are doing so regardless of the daily tape. Emerging markets have become the more active frontier for crypto regulation precisely because the stakes are practical. Remittances, currency stability, and access to dollar-denominated savings through stablecoins. For anyone holding assets or spending through stablecoin-based options, the direction of travel is toward jurisdictions that write the rules down. Kyrgyzstan is now one of them, at least on paper.